Joining us live, Pacers Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson. He's down in New Orleans. Rick, appreciate your time. First and foremost, what's the atmosphere like down there for All-Star Weekend?
You know, it's really great. It's beautiful weather, and certainly New Orleans certainly knows how to put on an event. I'm sitting at the hotel looking out over the river, and it's a beautiful day, but they're doing a great job.
A really good opportunity for Pacers fans to follow All-Star Weekend. Indiana has three guys down there. We saw Miles Turner taking part in the Rising Stars Challenge. That was last night. Glenn Robinson III will take part in the dunk contest tonight. And, of course, Paul George as part of the All-Star game. Good to see some familiar faces down there.
Oh, no, it's great. You know, these guys they come down here, and I think they have a little bit of fun, and it's good for them to be with the other players around the league and get recognized for their great talents. And it's just good to have Pacer folks down here and also Mad Ants folks, too. So the D-League, now called the Gatorade League, you know, All-Star game today, and the slam dunk and all. So it's great to be part of it.
Pacer Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson is our guest. Rick, you and many people have been public in your efforts to try to bring this All-Star weekend here to Indianapolis. How much of your visit down there is learning and ultimately your pitch to bring the All-Star game up here?
Well, I think that's really why we're here as well. We have a group that includes Ryan Vaughn from Indiana Sports Corporation and Winter Hoops from Visit Indy and a number of other folks. And I think it gives us the opportunity to be seen to show the NBA and the folks that we're really serious about it. You know, we had the All-Star game in 1985, haven't had it since then. It's a long time ago. It's changed dramatically. It's exponentially bigger. So we really want to see how different cities can do it. We were in Toronto last year. We obviously in New Orleans this year. Our bid will go in April, and then we'll see what happens. But with her being the longest-standing owner in the league, we're hopeful that makes a significant difference, and we hope for 2021, and it'll be a great opportunity for the city.
When you and the team were out in London, Adam Silver had some strong words, some positive words, saying, quote, "I know they're very interested. We're talking about some of the logistics and what year might even be the possibility for that," saying all those things need to be worked through, but I think it's highly likely that we will return to Indianapolis for an All-Star game in the future. Someone in your position, to hear those words from someone like him, what does that mean?
Oh, there's no question. That's great. You know, he is a great leader of our league and continues to do great work both nationally and internationally. And, you know, when he speaks, we all listen. And he carries himself so very well. He's done a great job he's been there many, many years, been commissioner the last few years. And when he kind of, I don't know that he gave us a wink, but I think he said strong. He has a great admiration for Herb, and hopefully his words will come true.
So as you and your contingent are down there in New Orleans, what are some of the things, maybe a little more specifically, that you are looking at? Is it ideas to bring up here? Is it conversations and relationships that you're building? Specifically, what are some of the things that you guys are trying to take care of while you're down there?
Well, all those things. You know, we look at how the volunteers dress, where the volunteers are, how the hotel signage looks, what the transportation is in getting people to and from the arena and the other events that are going on. We look at the parties they have, the receptions they have, to the extent of what the decor is and who the people are that come to it. We were at a function last night. The owners of the Pelicans had a function at a beautiful place in New Orleans, and they had a lot of their political and social leaders from New Orleans. So it's a mixture of NBA folks and the local folks. And so you kind of got to get a feel for exactly what the NBA folks think, what people from other teams think, and the guests that are here for the game and also the local folks. So it's looking at everything from the time you get off the airplane until the games and look at the setup and where the TV compound is and how it all fits together. And so you have to know every detail. And so big now, so big. That's nothing like it was in 1985. So it's relearning every different city you go to.
But I know this is something that you have been talking about for a while, something you've been working on for a while. We were talking to you this time last year out in Toronto, but it seems like things have really progressed over the last year. Are you happy with the progression of how things have come along as it relates to this specifically?
Yes, I'm very, very happy. You know, we have a good group of folks together that's kind of the steering committee that's gotten going in the last few months, and we're all working feverishly to make sure we know what all the costs are, all the things we have to do. And so So I'm very happy with the process. I look forward to getting our bid in and detailed conversations with the league. Hopefully we'll be able to announce it one of these days that it's going to come to Indianapolis and be another banner day for our city and for our franchise.
Pacers Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson, he's out in New Orleans. Rick, certainly appreciate your time this morning and enjoy your time down there.
Thanks, friend. Take care. Have a good day.